With that ringing of that school bell, we know it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we've been studying the great men and women of the Bible, and we're now involved in a study of that Christian martyr, Stephen. And we're going to talk about how he was falsely accused at the end of Acts chapter 6. And then in a few moments, we're going to be reading and discussing that great speech in defense that he made before the Sanhedrin that is found in Acts chapter 7. So I would invite you at this time to get your Bibles and be finding Acts chapter 7. Now, while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today we're looking at a Sunday school lesson written for the Sundays of August 19th, 1923, that was written by E.A. Elam. In our last class, as it was time for that class to dismiss, we were in Acts chapter 6, and there we saw where John was being falsely accused. It says in Acts chapter 6 and verse 13 that they had set up false witnesses. And they said, "This man ceaseth not to speak words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered unto us." That place they were talking about was the temple. They were accusing Stephen of teaching that Jesus was going to destroy the temple, and they considered that blasphemy. And then Stephen's going to make his defense. But in Acts chapter 6 and verse 15, that last verse says that all that sat at the council fastened their eyes on him and saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. I want to imagine you're there as a witness to these proceedings, and you see Stephen so falsely accused, but with a face beaming with confidence in what he is about to say, and assuredly knowing that the trial he is about to go through is going to bring glory to his God. And now let's go to Acts chapter 7, and we're going to see what happens in those proceedings, and listen to Stephen speak. It says in Acts 7 and verse 1, "The high priest said, Are these things so? And he said," now this is Stephen, "Brethren and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy land and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Haran, and from thence, when his father was dead, God removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. And he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and treat them ill 400 years. And the nation to which they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that they shall come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs moved with jealousy against Joseph, and sold him into Egypt. And God was with him, and delivered him out of his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a famine over all Egypt and Cana, and great affliction, and our fathers found no substance. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent forth our fathers the first time, and at the second time Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's race became manifest unto Pharaoh. And Joseph sent and called unto him Jacob his father and his kindred, 75 souls. And Jacob went down to Egypt, and he died, himself and our fathers, and they were carried over into Shechem, and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a price in silver of the sons of Hamor in Shechem. But as the time of the promise drew nigh, which God vouchsafed unto Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till there arose another king over Egypt, who knew not Joseph. The same dealt craftily with our race, and ill-treated our fathers, that they should cast out their babies to the end, that they might not live. At which season Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and he was nourished 3 months in his father's house. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his word and works. But when he was well nigh 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, smiting the Egyptian. And he supposed that his brethren understood that God by his hand was giving them deliverance. But they understood not. And the day following he appeared to them as they strove, and would have set them once again, saying, "Sirs, ye are brethren, why do you wrong one to another?" But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, "Who made thee a ruler or a judge over us? Wouldest thou kill me as thou killest the Egyptian yesterday?" And Moses fled at this saying, and became a sojourner in the land of Midian, where he begat 2 sons. And when 40 years were fulfilled, an angel appeared unto him in the wilderness in Mount Sinai, in a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold, there came a voice of the Lord, "I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob." And Moses trembled and durst not behold. And the Lord said unto him, "Loose the shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people that is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and I am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt." This Moses whom they refused, saying, "Who made thee a ruler and a judge? Him hath God sent to be both a ruler and a deliverer, with the hand of the angel that appeared unto him in the bush. This man led them forth, having wrought wonders and signs in Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, 'A prophet shall God raise up unto you from among your brethren, like unto me.' This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel that spake unto him in Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received living oracles to give unto us, to whom our father would not be obedient, but thrust him from them, and turned back in their hearts into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, 'Make us gods that shall go before us.' As for this Moses who led us forth out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and brought a sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the work of their hands. But God turned, and gave them up to serve the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. Did ye offer unto me slain beasts and sacrifices 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? And ye took up the tabernacle of Molech, and the star of the god Rephan, the figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Acts chapter 7 and verse 44. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, even as he appointed who spake unto Moses that he should make it according to the figure that he had seen, which also our fathers in their turn brought with Joshua when they entered in on the possession of the nations that God thrust out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor in the sight of God, and asked to find a habitation for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in houses made with hands, F. Seth the prophet. Heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool of my feet. What manner of house will you build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? Acts chapter 7 and verse 51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hard in ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed them that showed before the coming of the righteous one, of whom ye have now become betrayers and murderers, whom ye received the law, ye who received the law, as it was ordained by angels, and kept it not. Acts chapter 7 and verse 54. Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed upon him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling on the Lord, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Acts chapter 8 and verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church that was in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, and devout men buried Stephen, and made great lamentation over him. That was Stephen, that brave man that had helped the church through their struggles in trying to deal with the neglected widows, and became a great preacher. And because they could not contend with him for the things that he said and the miracles that he did, well, they brought him before the Sanhedrin with false charges. And after this most eloquent speech, reminding them so much of their heritage and of what God had promised, they stoned him to death as he begged the forgiveness of them that were stoning him, similar to the way Jesus had said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Little wonder then that Stephen is to be counted among the great men of the New Testament.